Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello, welcome or welcome back to Just Begin Podcast. My name is Melly, and if you're tuning in on Apple or Spotify or you're watching on YouTube, thank you for tuning in to the Just Begin Podcast. It truly means so much when anyone listens, because you know this is a baby podcast. She's new, she's thriving, she's growing up, and so it means so much to me when anyone tunes in. But if you are watching on YouTube, you will notice that I have my Eras Tour merch on, and I'm very proud because I waited like maybe 2 hours in line for this jacket here, and I got some other stuff too. But last week, if you noticed, I did not release an episode, and it was truly because there was just so much going on last week, work-wise, and then on top of that, it was my 5-year anniversary with my fiance on that Tuesday, and then I had Taylor's concert on Thursday, so there was just a lot happening, and I just was overwhelmed, and I was like, I can't, and I know I'm stumbling here, but I really want every episode to have a video with it, so I just did not have that chance last week, so I was like, I'd rather just wait and just record for next week. So I'm back, and so I can give like kind of, I wanted to give a little review of the Eras Tour, if you are interested in that, but I'm a huge Taylor fan. I've been to every tour pretty much other than like her debut and the Fearless Tour. I don't know why I blanked out there, but my first one that I went to was Speak Now, and I was like 14 years old when that was my first like huge concert that I went to, was Taylor Swift at 14, and I've just gone since then to all of her major tours that she's had, and I've always like made it a priority whenever she releases a date that I'm gonna go, and I'm just gonna keep doing it as long as she's touring. And so this one was really cool because, as you all know, it's the Eras Tour, so she goes through all of her albums, and it was like so amazing, so beautiful. And the only crazy and chaotic part about it was obviously the purchasing of the tickets, which everybody knows what went down, how crashed Ticketmaster and everyone was in queue and all this stuff. I almost lost our tickets like 3 times. I kept getting kicked out, in and out, and that was a whole thing. And it literally took me the whole day to get to secure these tickets. So it was like, once I got them, like the aftermath, I was like kind of just like beaten down. I was like, okay, I have them now. Okay, it was like the excitement kind of went away because it was so much work to get them. But I got over that, and I was really excited about this tour. And when it came down to it, we were the first night of the Tampa leg of the tour, so April 13th. And it was on Thursday last week, and I have a little bit of post-concert depression, as they would say, because I had so much fun, and it was just like, I was looking forward to it for that, for however long, whenever she released those tickets, and it was just like this build-up, and it was just so exciting to finally be there in the moment and in person. So I had so much fun, other than the fact of the chaos of how many people were, every Floridian or people from out of the country, so many people were in Tampa for this concert. So it was just a lot. And we showed up like, I want to say even like 5 hours before the concert began, or when she even came out. So we showed up super early, but that was because they were letting everybody know, like, show up early, figure out your parking. A lot of parking lots were already paid for in advance, which I had absolutely no idea that you could do that. And so luckily, a lot of the surrounding people that live by the arena were selling parking spots in front of their house. And so we just found some street. Someone was selling a spot and we just parked there. And it was great. It gave me like so much peace of mind. Like when we showed up, we were like so freaking out about parking. And then we found parking in the first 10 minutes and we were like, oh, we did not need to be here this early then. but it worked out because the merch line was super long already. So we got in the line and it was like super freaking long. And so we got in the line and we just talked and hung out. And I went with my mom, my sister, my cousins, and one of their friends. And so it was so much fun. But I'll stop talking about the Eras Tour because now I know everyone is not a Taylor Swift fan. But if you're listening, I hope you are one, because I'm a huge Swiftie. But all in all, it was amazing. But yeah, last week I also celebrated my 5-year anniversary with Dorian, my fiance, and we kept it very simple. We just went to like get pizza, movies. I saw the Mario movie, which was so cute, and we felt kind of funny going to it because it was all kids and their parents, and there were a few adults, but the majority was children, and we're like, we really went to do this on our 5-year anniversary, like watch the Mario, a kid movie. But it was so funny and I had a really good time. But to dive into this week's episode, as you can see from the title, we're gonna get into a lot of woo-woo, planets and astrology and all that stuff. And if you follow along at Just Begin Podcast on Instagram, you may already know that I had shared last week about a little tease about planning your week with the planets. And I asked if you're interested in that, and a lot of you said yes. So this podcast is diving into how to plan your week with the planets, and what does that even mean? What am I talking about? And let's get into it. So I'm someone that loves learning about astrology and all things like philosophy and all that stuff, and just kind of being a sponge and learning all these different things. And I've been really in a journey of self-discovery and connecting myself more with astrology and human design and all those things. And so I've been playing with the curation of my calendar and events in my life to align with the planets and astrology and my personality when it comes to human design. And I've been really intentional when it comes to that. And so I've been kind of playing with the idea of planning my week with the planets for the past, I've been really taking it into account for the past 2 weeks and practicing it. And so that's why I wanted to really kind of test it before I even recorded a podcast. And I shared this on the Instagram last week of saying like, who's interested in learning about it? And a lot of you said yes. So we're gonna dive into all that. So before I get into each planet and day, I kind of want to give like a quick history lesson, a little one. So if you are watching on YouTube, you'll see that I'm reading off my iPad here, and that's because I want to make sure I have this information right. And so to start off, that the 7 planets serve as a ruler of each day. This ancient tradition stems from the Babylonian times and holds significant merit since astrology's first organized roots and are traced to this time period. So back then, as early as 2000 BC, the outer planets Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto were not yet discovered, since the telescope had not yet been invented. And so astrologers and astronomers could only work with the planets visible to the naked eye, and the Babylonians organized a weekly calendar that we still use today. And interestingly enough, you can use the days of the week as a general planning guide to help you know when it's best to initiate or pursue certain endeavors. As far as the days of the week go, here are the astrological associations and suggestions for you to best plan your week accordingly. So let's get into Monday. And I have to give thanks to my mom for this, because she is the one who had initially found this out, that Mondays is connected to the moon, and she has this cool little column and like meet up on Mondays called Moon Days that she does on the Bloom platform. And so they have Moon Day meetups, and Monday is ruled by the moon. And so, to kind of a summary of it, Mondays are the best days to journal, reflect, set intentions, and prepare for the week. And why is that the moon in astrology represents a nurturing and emotional instinct, and the moon rules Cancer and also Virgo. And so we associate these signs, you know, with motherhood, stability, mood changes, and the moon is a planet that, you know, ebbs and flows more than any other. And for me personally, I have really enjoyed using my Monday more as a day to kind of sit and reflect and journal on what I want this week to be, rather than doing that on Sunday. Because on Sunday, as we all know and like to do, Sunday is a day to relax and, you know, be with your family and just enjoy that day and to kind of just be in the moment. And so I really don't like to think about work on those days. And I used to pressure myself a lot to have my week planned on Sunday and know everything that I was going to do that week before and be like super aggressive about it. And I was, if I didn't do it, I would feel guilty. And so it's been kind of nice at just starting the week on Monday, in the sense going into it like, okay, here's what I want to do, what do I want to accomplish, and doing the quick journal, a quick prompt beforehand is very powerful, and it has worked really well for me personally. And so, like I said, the moon, as we know, which I have shared on the podcast before, when there's a new moon, it's a time to, you know, reflect and dig and go in inwards and connect with your higher self and ask them questions and what do you want and ask those questions. And whereas when you're in that full moon phase, it's a time to, you know, let go whatever you're holding and move on and move forward. And so I like the idea of playing with that even on Mondays, of like, okay, what is there a full moon this week? Full moon this week? Is there a new moon this week? What is the moon phase? And kind of just like looking and reading about it on Monday is kind of fun too. Like, I'll like to start my Mondays as well as, okay, what is the moon phases this week? What's going on? And I think that's kind of fun if you are into astrology too. So you can kind of know, okay, Monday's powered by the moon, so let me do a little reading on what's going on with the moon this week. And so as I have listed here, and I have on this article here, which I'll link my source here, but they have written out that the moon in astrology represents one that's nurturing and emotional instinct, and the moon rules Cancer, which it also rules Virgo, but it didn't say that on here. But I know that that Virgo is ruled by the moon, because I remember that being told in my esoteric reading, but maybe not in this one, but that's okay. If you want something to be permanent, it's best to not initiate on Monday, which is something that I've like heard before. It's like, if you want to stick to a workout routine, don't start on Monday, like start on Sunday instead, because there's so much pressure on Monday. For some reason, like psychologically, we will mess up quicker if you start on a Monday. But don't, you know, if that works for you, do you. But this is just something that a lot of people say, and maybe it is true. So yes, Monday is correlated to the moon, and to one more time, it is a time to journal, reflect, set intentions for your week. And so let's get into Tuesday. So Tuesday is ruled by Mars, and it is a time to start new projects, crush your to-do list, and try an intense workout, it says. So I'm recording this now on Tuesday, and for me, this is how Tuesdays have normally felt anyway. It's that like day where I'm like, okay, this is my to-do list, I gotta crush it, because Mondays would either always be still trying to figure everything out. Everyone wants a piece of you on Monday. Everyone's asking you questions from, they're trying to follow back up with you from last week. And so Monday's always a little chaotic. And I think it's a day that we need to give each other grace. And don't expect the world from anyone on Monday. And so on Tuesday, though, are those days to really like go into full gear for me personally. And like it says on here, when it comes to Mars in astrology, it symbolizes the principle of assertive energy. So Mars rules the Aries zodiac. And if you know, Aries is also a fire sign. It's actually my moon sign. And we associate Aries of qualities of leadership and courage. So use Tuesday to initiate a pioneering activity that requires strength. And if you have something to initiate that requires compromise and tact, however, another day might be better, it says. And so for me, since it has that Aries energy, like it says, Tuesdays are always that day where I feel like, I don't know, it's like almost, it feels more like a Monday almost, in the sense of like, okay, where Mondays are supposed to feel like I'm getting things done, my to-do list, I'm crushing it, I'm, you know, I feel motivated. And so Tuesdays are like that day for me. And I thought that's pretty interesting when I read this the first time, because I was kind of already feeling that to begin with. And so just keep in mind when it comes to Tuesdays, for me, like a little hack that has worked is on my Google Calendar, I have each day of the week, and I have it to remind me every single day forever, like what the planet is for that week, and a quick little blurb of what the intentions are. And I create again on Monday. I have already kind of planned out my week, but obviously things happen. Anything could come in, and maybe there's somewhere I need to go. I have an event I need to go to, and there's always something going on. So it's important to note that you can just kind of keep a little note, a little reminder on your calendar to let you know, okay, this is what is happening. And so, which I'll share that with you all on the podcast, I mean, on the Instagram, of a little blurb on what I have on what my calendar looks like. And so let's get into Wednesday. So Wednesdays is ruled by Mercury, and it is a day to catch up on emails, brainstorm ideas, and long-term planning. So we have here that Mercury is a planet that rules our mindset, it says. So ruling both Gemini and Virgo, which it is right, Mercury does also rule Virgo, but the moon is also powered by Virgo too. I gotta fact check that. When I wonder, because I had an esoteric astrology reading, she was really letting me know how the moon is really connected to Virgo. So, but maybe the planet that rules Virgo is Mercury, and I'm messing it up. But anyways, I'm just reading here, and I'll share the source that I found with you all, that ruling both Gemini and Virgo, and Mercury bestows us with rational thinking ability and a quick, clever wit. And so Mercury is for analyzing, discerns, and communication. Consequently, anything that requires clear thinking, dialogue, or decision making is best initiated on Wednesdays. And that's why it says the time to, you know, catch up on those emails, communicate, have those brainstorms, think about long-term plans that you have. And so that's why I really like, I'm happy that I have the podcast come out on Wednesdays, because for me, when I originally had planned that, is because personally I was like, okay, it gives me a few days to record, edit, and then post. And then also I love Wednesdays. It's always been one of like my favorite weekdays, in the sense of like I always feel so motivated and I get a lot of things done on Wednesdays. Everyone's kind of in that work state of mind, and I feel like that's really the days where if I want to have a meeting, if I want to talk to anybody, Wednesdays really work the best, because it's not Friday where I'm like, you know, have plans, or it's not Monday when I don't really want to talk to anybody. So like Tuesday, Wednesday, even Thursday are really like those best times for me. But Wednesday specifically is when I'm in like that full gear of work. I'm inspired, I'm motivated, and I'm in that mindset. So yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense that it is the time to, you know, brainstorm and have communication and, you know, catch up on emails, like it says here. And so yes, that is Wednesday. And so now let's get into Thursday. And Thursday is ruled by Jupiter, And it is a time to practice gratitude, update your budget, work on your goals. And so Thursday, as it says here, Jupiter represents abundance, prosperity, and the principle of expansion. And as a ruler of Sagittarius, which if you don't know, I am one, Jupiter is a planet that helps us reach for high ideals and principles, morale, and just. Jupiter yearns to expand horizons through travel, education, and spiritual pursuits. As a result, Thursday is a day that is well suited for travel, learning about philosophizing. This is also the best day to begin a project you hope that will be prosperous. And like it says, a day to practice gratitude and work on your goals. And really, like it says, the best day to begin on a project that, which, you know, people would say like Monday is that day. But if you really want to get in tune with astrology and planets, maybe test out and see on, try something on Thursday instead. And if you have this big project in mind, if you want to start a podcast, if you want to, you know, start building your personal brand on Instagram, on TikTok, or whatever it may be, try it on a Thursday instead and see how you feel. And maybe you feel a little more inspired on that day because it is Jupiter's power that day. So try it out. I definitely am. And so, and for me, a lot of this stuff has been aligning very naturally with me, where there are things where I'm like, oh, I don't want to update my budget that day. But these are just kind of references that it could all mean something else specifically to you. But just keep in mind what all you really have to know is what the planet is like, what is the theme of that planet, what it represents, and kind of naturally build out your calendar and your life around that. So Friday now is powered by Venus, and it is a quick blur of its time with loved ones, practicing self-love and treating yourself. And it is, planet is the planet of love and of harmony, money, and possessions. So ruling both Taurus and Libra. It is, for me, I think it's kind of interesting that Friday, like the most loved day of the week, is powered by Venus, because everyone loves Friday. Everyone is looking forward to Friday. It's like this phenomenon in everywhere in the world. We're all looking forward to Friday. And so I think that was kind of interesting that Venus is that planet that is powered in that day, because we're all feeling the vibes. Everyone's excited. Everyone's excited for the weekend and feeling the love, you can say. And so people get paid on Fridays. So it's just like a fun time. And I think that it makes a lot of sense now when you deeply think about it, that Venus is that planet. And so, like I said, it's time with loved ones, which you obviously doesn't have to mean like anyone, your significant other, your best friends, your family, a group, a community of friends that you have, whatever it may be. It's that social time, which I think that's what it means, and a time to treat yourself, self-love, go get your nails done that day, go do your hair, get a blowout, whatever it may be. And I think that makes perfect sense for Friday. And so Saturday, which is kind of, or you would already expect, Saturn is that day that it is connected to. And so Saturn is a planet of commitment and responsibility, but also restriction and delay. Saturn gives us boundaries, and Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. So if you know a little bit about Capricorns, they are very structured. They are very disciplined people, you can say. And so, which I thought that was pretty interesting, that Saturn, represents that, because it says here that Saturday is a day to get chores done, learn, tie up loose ends on projects. So I guess by get chores done, you could either take it as, rather than using, because I feel like for me, when growing up, like we would use Sunday as that day of like, we're going to clean up, do the groceries, do all that stuff. So it was like soup, all these chores on Sunday, and it was a lot of that. And for me now as an adult, I really enjoy having my Sunday being that day of like doing nothing and just like reflecting and being home or going on a walk, doing whatever I want to do. And I thought that was pretty interesting, that Saturday, that it makes sense that that's the day you want to like if you work all week and you never have time to do your groceries or go get your nails done, go do all those things you need to do, Saturday is that day, which makes a lot of sense. And so it's that day, like it says, get whatever you need done and learn. So it says learning is a good day. Saturn is a good day to learn, which since it is kind of powered by Saturn, that Capricorn energy, which if you know any Capricorns, they are very structured, like I said, very disciplined, they're very intelligent people. And so it makes a lot of sense that Saturday would be that day that if you want to, you know, read a book on a topic that you want to learn on, or listen to a podcast, go on a walk and listen to that podcast, you know, and tie up those loose ends on projects. So I think that that's kind of interesting. That wasn't expecting that originally when I was introduced to this, about Saturday being a day for that. And so I've been testing that out personally. And, you know, Saturday is, it's kind of freeing because that's that day where you're not, no one's really expecting anything from you that day because you're just kind of, it's the weekend, everyone's doing their own thing. So I think it's kind of nice that that there's no pressure of that, of like, okay, I need to learn. Someone wants something from me. Like, you can sit there and do what you need to do, get those chores done, get that to-do list done, in the sense of like personal stuff, not work related. And I think it's pretty cool that it just makes sense to me, and I hope it makes sense to you. And so now Sunday, which we can obviously tell the sun is powers that day, and the sun powers Leo. And so it's a day to relax, express creativity, work on inner reflection and growth. So I like, for me personally, Sundays are that day that I just want to be myself, do whatever I want to do, relax at home, relax with Dorian, be with my animals or be with my family, and watch a movie that I've been really wanting to see. And I'm a storyteller at heart, so I love watching different shows and movies and reading different books and books that were turned into movies. I love that, and it gives me like so much joy. So I really enjoy, that's kind of my way of expressing creativity on that day. It's like I give myself that day of like, I can watch whatever I want to watch today, what I've been saving up. And so that is really kind of, for me personally, what I surround my Sundays with. And like it says, it's work on inner reflection and growth. And so that can mean a variety of things for anyone, you know, if you want to reflect personally by journaling or going on a run, on a walk, doing whatever, going to the beach and having that day to really reflect and think about how you want to grow and what you want to do. And I feel like that naturally happens on Sunday. And like they say, the Sunday scaries, which I used to get a lot, and it's not that I don't get it anymore, but not as frequent because I've, like I've said, I've been on this journey of healing and self-discovery and balancing my life and figuring out what works for me and creating these boundaries for myself, and to kind of circle everything back together of this podcast, which I hope makes sense of what I'm saying. And I've been really enjoying planning my week with the planets and using it kind of as a roadmap for how I want my week to go, what energy, what is the frequency I want to give out. And so I know it's a little woo-woo, but if you are someone like me who is always looking for different ways to be better and to become more in tune with myself, with yourself too, try it out and see how you feel. I'm going to write out again, I'll have a list of showing how to plan your week with the planets and what they mean. So you have a little guidebook and just a little reference that you can have. But like I said, this is super fun, and I love astrology and I love all these things. And I will share again who my esoteric reader was, and I'll have that linked. And then I believe I shared earlier, I will be doing a episode with a friend of mine on human design, and she's going to read my human design, and we're going to get into all those things. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And so again, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. The podcast is a little baby and she's growing up. So I'm really excited to see where it's going to go and how much more it will grow. And I love doing this, and I want to start also bringing back a written format of the podcast, because like I shared earlier, I am a writer at heart. I love to write, and I really want to find a way for all of us, if you are a writer too or all that, to kind of find a way to bring that into the podcast as well. So I'm finding ways for that. But again, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. Bye.